Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for being back on your Scripps Prospecting and Mindset Call. We are in the last part of a three-part series all about unrepresented sellers, or FSBOs, for sale by owners. But really, we want to start calling them by what they are, unrepresented sellers. So that should have a light bulb go off in your head. Well, gosh, you know, I sell real estate for a living. They're currently unrepresented. It just makes sense that I would be talking to them. It makes sense that I would find every unrepresented seller that I can in my marketplace and go and meet with them, visit them, have a showing, find out why they've decided to sell on their own versus hiring a trusted real estate advisor like yourself, and then turn them into your next listing. So 2 weeks ago, we did your for sale by owner standard scripts, and there was a short version and a long version. Then, and we also did some FSBO math, how just talking with a handful of them a week, basically, that gives you at least one new closed listing per month because you get good at it and consistent at it, can add up to at least $100,000 more in your pocket just by getting good at this, okay? Not to mention what all those listings will lead to for you. So then last week we did unrepresented seller or FSBO follow-up rules. We did 10 specific follow-up rules. Remember that you don't have to be perfect at for sale by owners to prospect them every day. The only way to improve is with daily real-world experience. So your job is to earn while you learn. Then remember also that sellers do not have a copy of your script, your questions, your follow-up rules. So again, don't feel like you have to be perfect at this to make money with it. Your mission is to find out their motivation, their time frame, build rapport, and close by asking great questions and listening to the answers. Remember that you are the best agent for the job. You get the sellers the most money in the least amount of time for the fewest hassles. So we went over those follow-up rules and the scripts in previous calls, and today we're going to do what's called FSBO zingers. What's a zinger? So write down in your notes, and I am recording this call so you can go back and jump back in and listen to this call as many times as you need to memorize these scripts and secrets, but do jot things down. I find that when you write or you type, it's more likely to actually settle into your brain. So what's a zinger? We're doing FSBO zingers today. A zinger is an objection handler that makes 100% logical sense. It's something that's hard to say no to. A zinger can also be used to follow up with an unrepresented seller as a conversation opener leading to a close. So learn these, use them, help more unrepresented sellers sell their homes, and profit as a result. So again, you'll want to take good notes, and you want to listen to this call as many times as you need to. Remember that learning to work with FSBOs, or unrepresented sellers, is a critical skill in your development as a superstar agent and a skill that will create predictable profit when it becomes a strong spoke for you. And many of you guys are in markets where you're seeing more and more for sale by owners. That's why I got onto this round of three calls in the first place, was many special requests, because you're seeing those usually when you have low inventory and you have popular markets, you see more for sale by owners. Those sellers are not stupid. They're going to try it on their own for a while. Okay, so FSBO zinger number one. Are you ready? Mr. Seller, let me ask you a quick question. If I could find the buyer for your home, take care of all the selling hassles and closing challenges, Mr. Seller, I would personally work with all of the hundreds of people that are part of every home sale, and the check that I hand you at closing is possibly even more than the amount you'd be earning selling it on your own. In other words, Mr. Seller, I take care of everything for you, and you actually walk away with a bigger check than if you were to sell your home on your own. Well, why wouldn't you list it with me? Okay. Now, the typical answer is, well, if you can do that, there'd be no reasons for me not to list it with you. Exactly, Mr. Seller. Listing the home with me is clearly the smart thing to do. When would be the best time for me to stop by so we can get this started? Today at 4 o'clock, or would 5 o'clock be better? So we'll do this again. This is a logical close. It's an objection handler. Well, what would you do that I can't do on my own? Okay. Now, some of you guys are going, well, aren't I promising them that I'm going to get more on their own? Okay, so let's look at this logically. Who looks at for sale by owners typically? Buyers who have already looked at everything else on the market, people who may or may not have the ability to actually buy. One of the questions we used to ask for sale by owners is how many people have called you in, asked for owner financing or asked for a lease purchase. happens very commonly with for sale by owners, okay? Unrepresented buyers. Why would an unrepresented buyer be occurring? Because the real estate agents in the community have rejected them, probably because they have the inability to actually buy. They might not be motivated. They might not be financeable. They might be flaky. Who knows? Okay? So why would you want to subject that? Why would you want to subject yourself to that, Mr. or Mrs. Seller, when I can handle all of that for you? So it's, then again, this sort of reflects why the older for sale by owners, as in 2, 3, 4 weeks old, where they've lived through some open houses and it has not sold, they are much more open to this type of conversation because now they're convinced they can't just throw a sign in the yard and, you know, close it on their own. So, Mr. Seller, let me ask you a real quick question. If I could find the buyer for your home, take care of all the selling hassles and closing challenges, Mr. Seller, I would personally work with all of the hundreds of people that are part of every home sale, and the check that I hand you at closing is more than the amount that you'd earn selling it on your own. In other words, Mr. Seller, I take care of everything for you, and you actually walk away with a bigger check in faster time than if you were to do this on your own or continue to try doing it on your own. Well, gosh, why wouldn't you list it with me? I'm sure you'll agree, and it only makes sense for me to handle all of that hassle for you. And in this conversation, you might ask, you know, how many people have been through your open houses? Well, we've had great open houses. Tons of people have shown up. Well, let me ask you, how many of those people are pre-qualified in the price range that you're selling the home? Well, I don't do any of that. That's what you guys are for. Exactly. Okay? So you can use that to show them the hassle factor. And you can use some stats about, you know, how much more challenging it is to get financing these days, that buyers need to have a bigger down payment, healthier credit. There's a lot of more specific paperwork being done, verification of employment, verification of identity. Who's going to handle all of that for you? Okay, so it's not just about bringing you the contract. It's making sure that you actually close, because you will be packing your bags and boxes and believing that this buyer will close. We want to make sure that actually occurs, okay? All right, so we're going to go on to number two, zinger number two for unrepresented sellers. Mr. Seller, I agree that you could sell this home yourself. I'm sure you could, but why would you want to if you could just list the home with me and I can actually net you more than selling the home on your own? Mr. Seller, listing the home with me just makes sense because you'll potentially make more on the sale. And by the way, NAR has many statistics. There's lots of articles. I believe one of them is even posted on our website, harrisrealestateuniversity.com, in this class section, where it talks about statistically for sale by owners take, I believe it's either 3 or 4 months more to sell, and typically net, I can't remember if it was 14 or 17% less in their pocket. Why is that? Because they're always on the market longer and negotiate harder and end up, you know, I mean, statistically, all of this has been proven by NAR many, many times. So that's how you can say that. All right. And, you know, most of you guys are in markets where you know that if you just expose it to your MLS, you're probably going to get multiple offers right now anyway. All right. So FSBO zinger number three, using your statistics. Ah, I was reading my own mind here. Mr. Seller, if listing your home with me resulted in you making not just a little more on the sale for your home, but up to 16% more on the sale, you wouldn't want to still hassle with selling the home on your own, would you? Well, how can you do that? Great question, Mr. Seller. When I stop by today at 5 o'clock, I'll bring with me a report that was recently published. Actually, this came from University of Texas. This is getting to be an older report now, but I know that there are some other NAR reports, and I should search that out for you guys as well. But the University of Texas report proved that the average for sale by owner actually nets 16% less selling their home on their own versus the same home listed with an agent. Okay, so Mr. Seller, because I can actually make you more on the sale of the home, is there any reason you wouldn't want to list the home with me? Okay, great. Now, little sideline here, and I think I've mentioned this on every call about unrepresented sellers. Make sure you're asking them, if you don't already know this, maybe the house is vacant, they've already bought something. Will they be buying locally? Will they be relocating? Where is the unrepresented seller moving to? And for those of you who are still a little bit afraid of these unrepresented sellers and haven't broken the ice, one of the things you might do is identify all of them, call them, and then just find buyers for yourself for when they are buying, okay, and then you can kind of roll into meeting with them and eventually end up with their listing as well as the buying side, okay? So make sure you're asking that question. Some of them are being for sale by owners because they're building new construction and the house is not done yet. As they get closer and they have to remove their home sale contingency, guess what? They're going to have to get real motivated about selling their house and stop being a for sale by owner, okay? So, FSBO zinger number 4, Mr. Seller, why did you decide to sell the home yourself? They usually say to make more. If I don't have to pay an agent, I make more on the sale of the home. Oh, of course, that makes sense. You're thinking that when you sell the home yourself and not pay a commission, that you'll make more, correct? That's right. Real estate commissions are a lot. Mr. Seller, commissions are a lot, and frankly, you shouldn't pay a dime unless doing so would mean that you'd actually make more on the sale of your home. When your home was listed with me. So, Mr. Seller, my question, if listing your home with me would result in you netting, and of course, in that scenario, you would list the home with me and then close for the appointment. Would today at 4 o'clock or 7 o'clock be better for you? Okay? Now, let's take another look at this. Why is it that homes sell more when they're listed versus the for sale by owner? Well, obviously, more exposure, right? So you can talk about how being online, doing your open houses, all the different things that we've worked on before through your listing plan of action, all of those things are going to bring more showings. The more showings you have, the more likely you are to get offers in the first place, and potentially competing offers depending on part of the country you're in, the price range, and all that good stuff, right? So if I'm a buyer, let's take our seller hat on, put our buyer hat on for a second. Is the first thing I'm going to look for sale by owners, or am I just going to hop on Realtor.com or Trulia or Zillow or whatever I'm using to find things to drive past? Am I going to ask my buyer's agent, who I've been meeting with and seeing properties, to go find me a FSBO? Probably not. Not unless there's absolutely no inventory. Okay. So you do absolutely have to sell this home, don't you, Mr. or Mrs. Seller? And ideally, when would you like it to be sold by? Well, we need to get it sold right away. Then you can say, I'm concerned. Can I tell you why? Even on listed homes, statistically, the time between going on the market and actually closing, I mean, obviously you guys have your own market stats, but generally 60 to 90 days between getting the offer, negotiating it, closing it, et cetera. And if you're telling me you need it sold right away, well, technically you probably should have listed 60 days ago versus handling it on your own. Okay, so you can use your market stats to close them as well. Now, there are other varieties of for sale by owners you guys need to be tuned into. Some FSBOs right now, unrepresented sellers, are doing that because they figure that's the only way they can escape being a short sale, because paying the commission would turn them into a short sale. Pricing it right plus a commission makes them a short sale. They don't understand necessarily that they're not paying the commission, okay? And you might be able to either break them even or just do the short sale, and they just don't have any short sale education. That's where you guys come in. If you're not competent to have that conversation, you need to either retake or take in the first place our accredited short sale designation class, ASD. So if that's something that gives you fear and trepidation, talking to people that are potentially short sale sellers, then you need to make sure that you have gotten that certification. So if that's you, just call 866-422-9497, and we'll either get you back in the class. If it's been more than 6 months since you took it, your short sale education is out of date, or if you've never taken it in the first place, you're closing yourself to a lot of potential listings, okay? So there you have it. All right, so today we did 4 for sale by owner zingers. Last week we did 10 for sale by owner follow-up rules, and the previous week we did 2 for sale by owner scripts. So now you should be quite dangerous and able to go and take for sale by owner listings. Remember, one of the most important things that you've learned is that you must follow up. So make sure that you're doing those 10 follow-up rules. Be the one who does follow up, and you'll be the one who actually takes the listing. So guess what your homework is. Start or continue calling unrepresented sellers and decide how many appointments you're going to make each and every week as a result of being good at this spoke. Remember, you don't have to be perfect at it to make money with us. Homework is start listing for sale by owners. You can listen to these calls as many times as you like. Everything has been recorded and posted at harrisrealestateuniversity.com. And I wish you well with these for sale by owners. I'll tell you, as I've mentioned before, all of my students who actually do this always come back with the same comments. I can't believe how nice FSBOs are. I had no idea. I'm going to do this all the time. Okay? But I only hear that from people who actually are setting the appointments. So go forth and conquer. Have a great week. And if you have any questions, you can always email me, Julie, J-U-L-I-E, at myhreu.com. Have a great week, everyone.